thought for today. I create happiness in my world by my attitude. I create happiness in my world by my attitude. Do you do that? Do you create happiness in your world by your attitude? You sure do. There's no other way. There's no other way except to create wealth in our world by our attitude, happiness in our world by our attitude, abundance in our world by our attitude is wealth, health in our world by our attitude. Now, a lot of people have this condition. They say, I can treat for other people, I can pray for other people, and miracles happen for them, but when I pray for myself, nothing happens. Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard people say something like that, or have you experienced that yourself? Well, why do you think that would be? You see, you have a good attitude about other people. You have, I am a noble person treating for this other person. I am a good person praying for somebody else. You know, you have that attitude. But am I really worthy of good health? Am I really worthy of having abundance? Am I really worthy of happy relationships? Am I really worthy of that? You say to yourself, you know, and this knocks you right down. It knocks you right down. There should be no judgment. No judgment of whether you're worthy or not for whatever it is that you're treating for. The statement is a statement, and it works, and it has nothing to do with whether you're worthy about it. How many misers do you know? Not too many, but how many misers do you know who have a heck of a lot of money? They just got money, 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 money. People have money in their mattresses. They have money kazoo. Are they good people? Is that why they have the money? They use the principle, that's all. The principle does not look at a person and says, now, you are a bad person. You are not doing this for the right reason. I want to have $1 million so that I can go out and just have a ball and get drunk and stupid and buy food and buy experiences and stuff like that. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And do you think the law would say that was commendable? The law doesn't say. Do you think society would say that's commendable? Well, they might like to do it too, you know. But basically, no. They would say that is not a commendable reason. That is not something that would make you good in the sight of God, you know. And so you don't feel that you... Now, I am going to have a lot of money, and I'm going to take money and buy my mommy a house, and I'm going to pay my dad's medical bill, and I'm going to get him the best medicine in the world so he can be okay. I'm going to take care of my little sister who has always wanted something, you know, from the medicine, and she couldn't afford it, you know. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And what happens when those kind of people get the money? They forget. They forget very quick. They forget very quick. It's like the man who is on a raft in the middle of the ocean. He says, oh, God, if you'll just get me to shore safe and sound, I'll go to church every Sunday. He gets to shore, but church never sees him. Nobody sees him. Well, that was a promise made under a trying circumstance. You know? Well, what do you think is going to happen to him? God doesn't care whether he goes to church or not, except God in here. And his inner self is going to be very unhappy with him. And you know what's going to happen to him? He's going to have diseases. He's going to have bad relationships. He's going to have all, because he is castigating himself. He is chastising himself. He is putting himself down because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. Now, he may have forgotten that he said he'd go to church. But his attitude doesn't forget that. His attitude says, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't be this. And he'll be very, very sad. He'll be very, very limited because his attitude will just tear him to pieces. And he's, why is this happening to me? Because you didn't go to church every Sunday when you promised God you'd do that. Well, it's not really that. It's because your inner self doesn't like you when you lie. Your inner self doesn't like you when you are making statements just to get an effect. And your inner self does not appreciate that. It has nothing to do with the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect will bring you happy, harmony, joy, peace, abundance, health, and all that good stuff. Everything you could want. Even if you are a nasty person and didn't go to church every Sunday when you promised God you would, you know? even if you did. But you would be in no way to enjoy all the blessings that would come to you because you put the cause in motion, because your attitude is still the fact you didn't go to church when you promised. That's why you should never make promises that you are dubious of keeping. But I had to get off that raft. I had to have God's help. I had to be saved. Well, you mean you don't pay your bills? You don't pay your bills? I don't think that's very nice. The law doesn't care whether you pay your bills or not. But if you don't pay your bills and you don't think it's very nice, then you are not putting yourself in line as being worthy of having something, and you feel, sure, I can pray for other people because that's eleemosynary, that's an outgoing giving activity, but to pray for myself, I just can't do it. You know a lot of healers. You don't know a lot of healers, but you read about a lot of healers who can treat for other people but cannot treat for themselves or their family. How utterly stupid. They cannot treat for themselves or their... What's the difference between themselves and their family and the rest of the world? All is one. There's no difference. But the thing is, they have this built up inside of themselves, which is an indication of why they are sick, why they are experiencing unhappiness in their family, why they have these things. I can help others, but I can't do it for myself. None of you have ever known Catherine Kuhlman, but Catherine Kuhlman was in her 80s. Dynamic woman. Her daddy was a Methodist minister, and she was a minister. Well, Catherine Kuhlman believed in herself. Oh, did she believe in her? She thought she was great. She was the channel for God, for Jesus. Jesus heals. And she was. She was. She would get up on the Shrine Auditorium stage. That's 5,000 people or more in that hall in Los Angeles. I went there. I saw her several times. I talked with her. I interviewed her for the Science of Mind magazine and so forth. A wonderful lady. Sensitive, loving, caring lady. And she was old. You could tell she was old. And she worked that theater like magic. And she did... Week after week after week, she'd go from one city to another in their largest auditorium, and the people would come down. She'd say, you know the story. Now, somebody up there is experiencing arthritis very bad. If you want to come down now, we will certainly take care of it. Jesus is ready for you. And then somebody up there, you have a cancer, you have a gallbladder, you have a, you know, name it, you know. And they would come down. And then they would come with their crutches. They would come with their wheelchairs. And the stage attendants would have to help them up. And they'd walk up to Catherine with their crutches. And Catherine would take her hand. Do you believe Jesus heals? Yes, Lord, I do. You know. And then, pow, she would touch them. And maybe shove them just a little bit. But she'd touch them. And they would go falling backwards. And, of course, there were people there to catch her. And so she would get up and say, glory to God, praise God, I'm healed. And she'd leave her crutches and walk off the stage. She'd walk right off that stage, just like a young spring chicken, you know. And people who had I don't want to name these things, but all sorts of great stuff that doctors knew about, you know, that doctors would say, that cannot be healed, we have no medicine for it yet, we have nothing that'll do it. But they went up there. A stream of people, several hundred people, one after the other. And Catherine Kuhlman said, do you believe Jesus? Then, in the name of Jesus, you're healed. And she believed it. And they believed it. And they were healed. And then they went home. And they began to think about it. That shouldn't be so easy. I should have to work for it a little harder. Boing! And they were right back where they were. Not everybody. I would say, let's just be kind and say 30% who went off that stage purely healed, totally, and all the rest of them had residual, if not something else, coming back. Because they had not gotten rid of the cause which said that they are sick. They had not gotten rid of the attitude which said that they deserved to be sick because they are mean, hateful people, because they weren't nice to their mother, their brother, their sisters, their aunts, their uncles, whomever. They weren't nice. And that attitude just literally tore them to pieces. And they would come to us at Science of Mind magazine, and they would say, why is this? Why is it that we had this illness again and again? Why did it come back? And we, from our mental science attitude, science of mind, we said, it came back because you didn't let it go in the first place. You had the illusion that it was gone, and you thought, that's great, it's gone. But what was it you thought about after you left? Did you think about how you were freed of that illness, how that illness is gone now, that illness is no longer yours, that illness, and you renamed it, you reclaimed it, and you brought it back into your life. Your attitude just tore you to pieces. Now, this happens to a lot of people. This happens to a lot of people who come to God Unlimited University of Healing, our healing ministry, and they want a healing. But they don't want a healing. They want show. They contact Unity. They contact Religious Science. They contact the Pope. They contact this group, that group, every group, and they contact us. And if they contact us, there is no other group. We say, you're healed. It is done unto you according to your belief. Now, if you believe you got to go someplace else and someplace else and someplace else, then you bring it back into your experience. The healing is done. But because you feel you have to go to others, take the Pope. I mean, my God, he's a fabulous guy. If he'll pray for you, you should be healed of everything. You should be a fabulous, wonderful person, you know, with everything going for you in your life. And if you go to the Methodists, the Lutherans, the Protestants of any kind, if you go to the Holy Rollers, if you go to the Whirling Dervishes, if you go to whomever, it doesn't matter. If you go to Religious Science, Unity, or God Unlimited, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you place your conviction in one area. You place it in all these areas, and it doesn't work. If you go to Lourdes and you say, now after Lourdes I have an appointment with this group and with that group and with these groups, what would happen? There would be no benefit for you in going to Lourdes, right? Because you've made preparations for your retreat. You've made preparations for your next place, since that isn't going to work. You've already said Lourdes is not going to work for you. And so therefore, that's what we experience with our attitude. Put all your eggs in one basket. They say, don't put your eggs all in one basket, because if you lose it, then you lose it all. That's great. But believe with all your heart and all your soul and all your being in something. In something, preferably yourself. Believe in yourself, and it is done unto you according to your belief. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. It's great. It's great. I studied many philosophies, many religions, virtually all the known philosophies that I could get my hands on. And I've been a minister, and I'm a minister of five different groups, you know, congregational, Unity, Religious Science, Dr. Seke's Scene group, there's two other places too. But, oh yeah, God Unlimited, you know. But, huh? Oh, the Methodists. Oh, yes, right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it was great. Now, why didn't I stick with one of them? Because every one of them reached my level of credulity. Every one of them reached my level. When I was told in one group that you cannot heal a car, you cannot heal an inanimate object, I thought, I did. What do you mean you can't do it? I said to my car, as it was fumbling and having trouble on the freeway, and it was quitting and quitting, I said, now, you got to run. I got things to do. You got to go. You got to go. And then all of a sudden, a flash, and it went. And I took it to the garage, and the garage says, this shouldn't be running. They said, it is, all your wiring system is all melted together. And I said, well, how about that? And so he changed the wiring frame, you know, and did whatever had to be done. It worked perfect. Beautiful little Mazda rotary engine operation. Really nice. I love that little thing. So we should place all our eggs in one basket. I know I'm contrary to everything psychology tells you, contrary to everything common sense tells you, contrary to everything that anything tells you, but this is what we say. God is neither reasonable or logical. The law is neither reasonable or logical. The law doesn't care whether you deserve it or don't, or whether somebody next to you deserves it far more than you do. If that person doesn't believe they deserve it, they don't get it. So, we want to be so firm in our convictions. We want to be so strong in our convictions that we speak our word and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. Now, the power of the universe is the law of cause and effect. It doesn't have any power or any not power. It just is. And you see, this is neat because it's really where we are. But tomorrow, we may talk about there is no law of cause and effect that will help us. And when we get to that point, then what are we going to say? What are you going to put in motion? Your mind is all. Your mind has within it every good, every negative, every in between, everything. And you can bring forth in your consciousness, and it's already there. It's already there. You don't have to speak your word and have the law bring it. But this is what we have had up to this level of our awareness. Now, if speaking your word makes you feel good and brings it to you, go for it. Go for anything that works for you. If you realize that it's already yours, it's already right here in the invisible, just standing there saying, Herb, why don't you take your $1 billion? Why don't you take your perfect relationships? Why don't you take your perfect health right now? It's right here, right here. All you got to do is reach out and take it, Herb. That's all. It's right here. It's not hiding from you. You haven't opened your eyes to see it. Now, let's open our eyes. Let's see it. Let's experience it. Let's have a good time, huh? Isn't that a great idea? My goodness sakes. A great idea. I see it done for you now. And me. I see it done for us right now. And we're happy as can be. I love you.